42 Rules for Creating We. Author, Judith E. Glaser. One of the most pleasing and captivating aspects of music is the ability to identify and bring together sounds that, when heard individually, would appear lacking and discordant into a beautiful and complete harmony. In 42 Rules of Creating We, leaders will learn how to listen to these different sounds and how they can use them to bring out the harmonization of the organization into a beautiful and complete we. Rule 1. Rules are meant to be broken. Some rules are meant to be broken, especially when it comes to creating we. We must focus on what could be, and harness our collective intelligence by breaking old mental models, and to think and act differently to create outrageous possibilities. Rule 2. There is no quid pro quo in we. Giving without expectation of return not only helps you create a we-centric culture, it helps you build strong partnership. Agresto says, "Truly successful people never compete. They network and leverage their relationships by providing value and giving more than they receive." Rule 3. Be selfish to become selfless. Once we take care of our own needs, we become more open to listen and pay attention to others. We become selfless. Rule 4. Live in your heart's zone. Negative emotions can play a powerful role in relationships with others. Try to connect with positive feelings and ask yourself what other perspectives or approaches would alleviate stress, now and in the future. Rule 5. There is an I in team. It is one of the world's biggest myths about teamwork that there is no I in team. In fact, there is an I in team. And the faster we recognize that, the faster we will succeed at creating we. Rule 6. Speak from the I. Listen from the we. Difficult conversations are challenging. Yet when one I meets another I in candor and caring, they form a perfect we. When we're able to step into each other's shoes and appreciate the world from other people's perspective, seeking to connect, everything changes. Rule 7. Become a creating we leader. We-centric leadership is maximize the individual, create a community of people, and define the purpose. Rule 8. Seek to mine for value. Each of us wants to be valued by our peers, our boss, our team members, and our organization. When we seek to mine for value, we endow meaning to each member beyond merely their function, and we inspire them to contribute their full potential to the team and the entire organization. Rule 9. Take your seat at the table and use it. Some people talk too much, and when they do, their most important message or idea may get lost. Some people don't communicate enough and lose the opportunity to lead and influence, and worse yet, can become invisible. Be prepared for the meeting, and clear on what you want to achieve before you get there so you can be sure to get your ideas heard. Think before you speak, but always speak. Rule 10. Create a virtual water cooler. Increasingly, organizations must adapt to people working off-site, from home, or in remote locations. It is important to understand how tools such as social networks, blogs, and virtual worlds can be leveraged to minimize these gaps. Rule 11. Living the brand creates we. By setting a brand identity-driven common goal throughout all levels of your organization, you can achieve success that is anything but common. Rule 12. Harness collective wisdom. A team is made up of individuals, and each person brings to the table their personal. People also bring a whole repertoire of knowledge and skill, many of which are never even revealed or leveraged. Rule 13. Respond with yes. Yes responses from our colleagues enable us to think more creatively and be more innovative. In groups where people consciously choose an appreciative orientation, members report, "I feel safe and supported, and this enables me to be more creative in my thinking." Rule 14. Sometimes thinking small has big payoffs. When we need to create a we spirit across a large group, we need to think in terms of small sub-teams, generally 5 to 9 people. This keeps people accountable, decisive, and engaged. Rule 15. Be consciously contagious. If we can catch a bad mood virus, we can transmit one too, or we can radiate a good mood virus. The choice is ours. Rule 16. The torch of integrity. The torch of integrity is noble, authentic, and humble. The light of integrity is bright and strong, raising human spirit to the highest elevation. Integrity is a we-centric expression of our highest selves. If we all strive to seek a higher elevation, imagine what our world can look like. We each cast a powerful shadow that impacts every soul we meet throughout the day. Rule 17. Tell it like it is. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. Leading with trust invites trust. Rule 18. walk in their shoes. We have the power to influence outcomes by how we choose to respond. Through exercising our ability to walk in others' shoes, we move closer toward the ultimate goal of creating we. Rule 19. Respect the views of your adversary. If we learn to refrain from trying to change others or to impose our truths on others, something positive and amazing happens. By doing this, we discover that we both, as the greater we, may share more in common than we disagree on. Rule 20. Forgive and not forget. This practice expanded your ability to enable both your heart and mind to flow in synchrony and detect when everything is okay, exactly as it is. Rule 21. Act in a manner that honors yourself and your associates. We-centric thinking holds that we are all part of something bigger than ourselves. If you want to behave in a we-centric manner, you need to accept the fact that your actions are a reflection on you and on all the people and organizations with which you are associated. Act in a manner that will reflect well on you and the others in your life. Rule 22. Speak your vulnerable truth. Sometimes we hesitate telling the truth to people for fear we will hurt their feelings or ruin a relationship irreparably. Sometimes we don't tell the truth because we are not sure how. The benefits of relating to others through shared accountability and openness far outweigh the risks. Not only does this way of relating improve performance, it also strengthens the we and leads to a far more humane workplace. Rule 23. Practice presence. Practice is a skill, like any other we might acquire in our lives. Great leaders in all domains know the power of presence and use that capacity to perform at levels far beyond average achievement. Rule 24. Move with, not against partners. By moving towards and with others, with the intention of creating a greater, more engaging, and more productive outcome, our adult form of play can produce unimaginable and positive results. Rule 25. Seek engagement, not compliance. People need to feel included. They need to know what's in it for them, and they want to have a say in how they do their jobs. Rule 26. Listen to connect. As we listen to connect, people will feel included and honored, and will naturally want to give back as much or more than they receive. Rule 27. Embrace different perspectives. A fundamental principle of creating we is that all perspectives are valid, not right or wrong. Rule 28. Synergize your teams. Try to establish the synergy zone where the supervisors are inspired to discover their inner strengths, share new knowledge, and unearth the team's wisdom. Rule 29. Create shared meaning. Coming to a shared understanding can avert conflicts and all sorts of negative consequences. Rule 30. Support others in recognizing needs. By recognizing and supporting the varying needs of your team, including your own, you can create an environment where the we becomes bigger than the sum of the I's. Rule 31. Separate opinions from facts. Owning your opinions and helping others own theirs will minimize pointless battles of opinions, damaged egos, strained relationships, and faulty decisions. Done well, the simple act of acknowledging opinions reinforces an environment of trust and transparency and strengthens the bonds of we. Rule 32. Be willing to change our beliefs. Conversations connect us to each other and enable us to share and compare our views, feelings, insights, and wisdom. As we connect through conversations, we move from the I's to a sense of we. Rule 33. Advocate for needs, not means. We've all had the experience of seeing a we devolve into two or more I's. Due to seemingly irreconcilable differences of opinion on how to proceed, this is typical of any two parties where each has legitimate concerns locked in a dispute that offers little chance for a happy ending. However, once each party shifts the focus of the conversation to their respective needs, they will immediately cease operating as adversaries and begin operating as partners. Rule 34. We are what we write. We work so hard to create a positive relationship, but it can be damaged in a moment with a thoughtless message. Rule 35. Be elegantly inclusive. There are two agendas at work: making decisions that enable the collective we to move forward, and meeting the needs of the individual eyes to have their concerns considered and their ideas heard. Rule 36. Think and act big we, little me. Thinking and acting big we, little me is about realizing that you're part of a whole that is greater than you. It comes from a perspective of, we're all in this together. I need to take care of myself in a manner that enhances the greater good. Rule 37. Trumpets for success. When trying to achieve a we-centric culture, it's important to drive consistent and value-driven behaviors, whether or not management is present. Rule 38. Look back to look forward. When you're gazing back at your life, pay attention to finding experiences that inspire you with passion and excitement, and they will help you to attend to the future in new ways. Rule 39. Look at we, not me. Success is often measured by our ability to achieve goals while working with others. Team members excel in their individual assignments because the definition for their success is shaped by connectivity and collective purpose. Rule 40. Focus on what works. When everyone is enabled to focus on their strengths, the whole truly becomes greater than the sum of its parts. Rule 41. Create a shared vision for the future. When you create a shared vision of the future, everyone pulls in the same direction. When people can see their role in the fulfillment of that future, you get the force of we. Rule 42. These are our rules. What are yours? There's no such thing as a self-made man. We are made up of thousands of others. Everyone who has ever done a kind deed for us, or spoken one word of encouragement to us, has entered into the makeup of our character and of our thoughts, as well as our success. We need to give each other the space to grow, to be ourselves, to exercise our diversity. We need to give each other space so that we may both give and receive such beautiful things as ideas, openness, dignity, joy.